following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network and ChicagoBears.com. Download the Chicago Bears official mobile app for up-to-the-minute Bears content every day. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by IGS Energy and sponsored by CDW, Miller Lite, and Comcast.
And a pleasant good evening, everybody, and welcome into PNC Studios here at Hallis Hall. We got a live audience tonight on Bears All Access. I'm Jeff Joniak on loan from News Radio 780. WBBM 105.9 FM, filling in for Zach Zabin tonight with my broadcast partner on Bears Radio, the great Tom Thayer, everybody.
Yeah. Right. Thanks for that introduction, Jeff. That's very nice.
Bears All Access brought to you by IGS Energy on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 Score. Pleased to be joined tonight by a guy who's having one heck of a season for a team still trying to fight its way, but Kyle Fuller, the veteran cornerback, everybody, here to join us tonight. And we have Fueled Up to Play 60 schools with us in the studio. Fueled Up to Play 60 is the nation's largest in-school wellness program in over 73,000 K-12 schools with more than 38 million students involved. Good evening, Kyle. Good evening, everybody at home. How you feeling after the game against the 49ers and getting ready after your first practice today for the Bengals?
Feeling good. Looking forward to this weekend. And
the way you're playing, I'm sure you're looking forward to every snap, let alone every weekend right now. You're playing the best ball of your career by most analysts' observations, our observation. Do you agree that you're having the best year of your career here with the Bears?
Yeah, I would definitely have to agree. It's been a good year so far. Just trying to finish strong.
What about the whole position? Because I think coming into training camp and all the way back to OTAs, the defensive backs had the biggest expectations on that, the entire position. And you guys have answered the bell. I mean, from the transition from Quinton Demps to Adrian Amos, a young guy like Eddie Jackson, you and Prince Amukamara, Marcus Cooper, and Bryce Callahan, the whole crew playing really well. Did you guys put pressure on yourselves at the beginning of the season because you could hear some of those things?
Well, I don't think we actually heard it. I think we just put in a lot of hard work. I think it's been paying off for us.
What do you guys hear? Because guys always are taught to keep the noise out of there. Regardless of what was going on through the season, but even for yourself a year ago or just coming to training camp, trying to wipe the slate clean a little bit to earn your job back.
Yeah, we don't hear a lot. It comes with the position. You'll have good games, you'll have bad games, things like that. But, just coming out every week, working hard, trying to get better.
Do corners talk to corners or do corners talk to safeties? Because it seems like you guys have more conversation in the course of the game than you and the corner that's on the opposite width of the field. So who do you have more interaction with?
I mean, we'll probably talk to the safeties a little bit more, but, the corners can talk as well, just seeing what they get on each side and just maybe some communication. So a little bit of both.
What is it that you needed to do for yourself to wipe your own slate clean, to get a fresh start after not being able to play last season because of your knee injury? And you have touched on this throughout the course of the season, but what did you need to do for yourself when you looked in the mirror every day as you got ready for 2017?
Really just get healthy and, just come out working hard, competing every day, trying to get better.
That's what the normal thing is for every player. But was there anything that Kyle Fuller needed to tell himself, or did you just need to get that opportunity feeling 100% to be able to show what you can do?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I put in a lot of hard work, this offseason. Just getting ready for OTAs, into training camp, things like that, just all the way through.
Were there things were there things you physically did differently to train to get ready? That may be out of the ordinary that you hadn't done in your career?
Yeah, no, not anything out of the ordinary. It was a good offseason for me, training-wise and, set me up, feeling pretty good going into the season.
You have a bloodline. You have a lot of brothers that are great athletes and some that play the same position as you. In my football lifetime, my brother-in-law was also an offensive guard in the NFL, so you could talk direct knowledge with him about, other guys in the league and things that were affecting you. Does it help you the fact that you have a brother that plays the same position? Can you talk about it, or are you his go-to guy, or is he your go-to guy?
I think a little bit of both. We definitely talk, throughout the year, each week, just kind of some things that we see. So it's definitely some help, being able to train with him this offseason as well. So it's definitely some benefits of him playing the same position.
Can you guys share technique, or is it two different defenses that are playing in two different styles, or can you guys say, okay, this is what I think that really has helped me against this specific route? Do you guys go into that measures?
Yeah, you know, no matter what defensive scheme you're in, you kind of, you know, playing similar techniques. You know, we came from the same school, same defensive backs coach in college, so we can still talk the same language and as far as our technique and things like that. So, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why we definitely still, you know, just talk about, you know, just football, you know, all the time.
Yeah, because they can get the whole Fuller family out there. So you and I have done a story on that in the past with your brothers. Vincent Jr. was the oldest guy. He played 7 years in the league. He was safety, correct?
Yes.
He was a safety. You got Corey, who's a wide receiver. He's still in the league right now, I believe, with the Saints. Is that correct? And then you've got yourself, obviously, and then Kendall. How much football did the four of you, I know there was a gap there in age with your older brother, but how much football was played just even in the park, in the backyard? What other stuff did you guys do as a foursome? And did you drive your parents crazy?
I'm pretty sure we did. You know, we played all sports, but I can definitely remember, you know, before football practice, just going out into the backyard with our pads on, maybe doing like the Oklahoma drill, just, you know, doing something football-wise before practice. So we definitely got a lot of reps in together, you know, outside of, you know, actually going to practice.
Which one of you guys is the best athlete in two sports? Because I notice you have a track background, and it seems like all great athletes play more than one sport. Who is the best two-sport athlete of all the brothers?
It's hard to say. We were all good track, you know, good in track. I know we used to say Corey was the best basketball player at a certain point since we got older. So we'll give him basketball. I don't argue with him. But besides that, you know, it's pretty even. It's pretty competitive.
Did you guys do more than football in high school? Did you guys play basketball? Did you try other sports?
Me, Corey, and Kendall, we all did football, track. You know, eventually we stopped basketball maybe after like our freshman year. I know the oldest, Vincent, he played baseball for maybe a year or two. But it got to the point where we stuck to football and track.
You know, I know at this stage of your life you've picked up golf, and I did that as well as when I entered the NFL.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not very good.
Hey, listen, you got some work to do, my man.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm a complete non-athlete at anything. But, you know, I also played some golf with my position coach, and I know that you've played golf with Vic. Is he the same guy on the golf course that we see of him being interviewed and on the football field, or did you learn something new about him when you spend 4 hours on a golf course with your coach?
Yeah, he's pretty similar. He's pretty similar to how he is, you know, on the football field as in golf. Maybe he may loosen up a little bit, but, you know, that's one of the things about Vic, you know, to make him who he is, you know, just, you know, he's the same person all the time.
Is it a competitive thing for you, for yourself, or is it a relaxation sport for you?
Very competitive, but, you know, also relaxing, you know, just going out to place and, you know, some of the nice golf courses and, you know, so it's definitely something that I enjoy doing.
Are you getting better?
Yes.
Yeah?
I would say
what's your
so.
Best round so far and where?
I'm not sure. I can't think of where. I think I've shot 79 once.
Is there anything relatable between the concentration of golf and the concentration of, I think you guys play the loneliest position in the NFL because you're out there by yourself and everything's amplified, everything you do.
Yeah, I think from my position it's very, you know, you can, similar, you know, just taking one shot at a time, whether it's good or bad, you know, going to the next shot. And, you know, so I think that's one of the things that I really enjoy about playing golf.
Bears cornerback Kyle Fuller with us here on Bears All Access from PNC Studios at Hallis Hall. Coming up on 6:09, Tom Thayer, Jeff Joniak in for Zach Zabeman tonight. And we're with Fuel Up to Play 60 schools here in studio today, co-founded by the NFL and America's Dairy Farmers. Fuel Up to Play 60 helps millions of students in our nation's schools eat better and get active. Healthy students are better students. Almost every Bear is in the community a lot. You doing a lot this year, too, and have you had some good experiences?
Yeah, I've had a couple of things that I've been doing. I know this offseason, me and my brothers, we've had our camp for our third year, I believe, just in back where we're from, football camp, you know, visiting schools here. So trying to do my best to, you know, just give back and, you know, have an impact.
Baltimore, week 6. Tell me about Baltimore week 6 for you and Adrian Amos.
Yeah, it's definitely something that me and him were both looking forward to. Just growing up in Baltimore, always, you know, dreaming of playing in M&T Bank Stadium. So it's definitely something I was very excited about. Definitely felt good to get a win and, you know, kind of me and him having a piece of it, you know, with that his big interception return, you know, it's pretty special.
Is there any other people? It's you guys have to have an incredible impact on your hometown. When you talk about a family as successful as yours, is there anybody else that comes from your area that you guys looked up to as, you know, aspiring athletes in the makings that you wanted to be like anybody else from your area?
We definitely had a lot of guys, you know, come out of Baltimore, but I know most important, like growing up, is my brothers. Yeah. You know, he was close to us. Not to take anything away from other people that were coming up, but
no, I think yeah. That's the best inspiration you can right. have. But you know, it seems like when you know you guys are in the backyard playing, if you're brothers and stuff, and you know, you always have that other person from your area, or even in a higher level that you aspire to be.
Yeah, and they may not have been, you know, with us, but just, you know, having seen them and maybe been around them competing against them growing up, that we, you know, still, you know, keep in contact with and, you know, talk football with, things like that.
You can appreciate then Jimmy Garoppolo coming back home to his Chicago roots this weekend and what that may have meant to him, especially in his first start as a pro quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, just his third start, and how much it meant to him. He had never even been to Soldier Field. I don't know if you were ever at M&T Bank Stadium. I know Adrian played in there. I don't know that you did, but as kids, we all grew up wanting to be somewhere that seems unattainable. You were blessed with God-given skills that you worked on to make yourself into an NFL player. Must be very gratifying for your family, your mom and dad in particular.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's definitely something that they enjoy, you know, being able to just watch us, you know, go out there and live our dream, you know, playing football, and then coming out and, you know, just supporting us, that they, which they've done, you know, all our lives.
Did you keep the football? Did you take the football from the interception right back to the sideline this past weekend and keep it? Or you, generally they take them out if you get awarded a game ball, they'll paint it up nicely, but maybe you just kept the real fail.
Yeah, no, I think I gave it to T-Med, you know, our equipment manager. And I think I've been getting my all of my, like, interception balls painted, you know, just so I guess I know.
Well, you got seven of them.
Yes.
How many? You almost had a lot more this year.
Mm-hmm.
How close? How close do you think? To how many more?
Third play of the game this week. That first third down, you almost, mm-hmm. you were close to it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've had a couple, you know, come my way that I wish I had back, maybe about four. But, you know, I just kind of tell myself to just keep on putting myself in position and, you know, catching the ones that I get my hands on.
Clearly he likes the 49ers, though. Because you had two in that first game. That was some kind of performance.
But you know what? I the one play that comes back in my memory throughout the season, I think I always refer to as the hit when you hit Cam Newton. You know the tackle I'm talking about when you hit him as viciously as you can hit guys now legally in the NFL. Is that different than having an impact than having an interception when you hit a quarterback rather than the impact of an interception just because it is a turnover?
I think you'll be surprised on just how some, you know, tackles that can have an impact, just bringing that energy to the team and,
right.
you know, just maybe, you know, taking the energy away from the other team. So I don't think an interception, you know, you're getting a turnover, but it definitely has an impact.
That's Kyle Fuller with Tom Thayer. I'm Jeff Joniak, and this is Bears All Access, brought to you by IGS Energy on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome back, everybody, to PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. This is Bears All Access, sponsored by IGS Energy, a proud partner of the Chicago Bears, providing electricity, natural gas, and home warranty products to over 1 million customers across the country. Learn more about IGS Energy at IGS.com. Here with Kyle Fuller, cornerback, Chicago Bears. Kind of on our own, Kyle. You know, Kyle, I was interested in reading your bio, and you went to a second annual personal finance camp during the 2016 offseason. There's probably nothing more important that a professional athlete should have, you know, should get more education on, should get more understanding. What did that do for you? What did you get out of it? And is this something that you recommend to the young players that you see coming through? Because, you know, even though you've been around a couple of years, now you're an experienced veteran, so the advice that you give young players is super helpful.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that, you know, that the NFL, you know, puts out there for us, you know, those programs. And I was a finance major in college, so I wanted to kind of, I guess, revisit, you know, I guess some of the things right. that I learned and, you know, see what, you know, what it was all about. You know, I definitely enjoyed it. It brought back some memories. It's definitely something, you know, I would recommend to, you know, some of the young guys. Just, you know, giving it a shot. You know, you never know what you know, who you may meet or what you may learn.
And you're protecting yourself. You know, I mean, I'm sure you heard some of the same language that you heard from your college courses in this seminar, but, you know, it's all about, you know, whether you're preparing yourself in the weight room to be prepared to play the season or preparing yourself for the afterlife of football or just providing protection for yourself.
Right.
All those things have to be beneficial in the message you can bring to the locker room.
Right, yeah. As long as you're learning, you can never, you know, learn too much. So that's how I looked at it.
You mentioned memories about finance. Were they good ones all the time? Because that seems like a pretty challenging curriculum right there.
No, I mean, just, you know, I guess some of the things that I guess I learned in, like, in college.
Was it challenging, though?
Yes.
Especially as a athlete, you know, being in that kind of curriculum and then having a demanding athletic program like that where you came from.
Yeah, it can definitely be challenging. Just kind of, you know, revisiting some of the things that you learned that you may have forgotten a little bit. So just kind of refreshing, you know, some of the things that you learned and I guess that you need to know.
Is that kind of similar to the off season you go through now? You know, you finish a season and then, you know, during the off season, you kind of got to revisit things. You got to get back into the weight room, start that type of pursuit. You have a track background, so I'm imagine it's a little easier for you to get into the running part of it than it is, you know, for the bigger guys. Is it kind of the similar things where you're just keeping yourself prepared for every aspect of what you need to do?
Yeah, definitely. Just having a game plan and, you know, what you want to do, what you want to, you know, get better at. I guess for me, I guess it could come easier as far as, you know, working out and things like that and anything, you know, having to do with football. So
in the scouting world, when you were coming out of high school, being recruited to college, and then as a college graduate trying to get into the NFL, did it ever happen where you hear a scout say, well, he's a track guy trying to be a football player? Because that's the worst thing a guy wants to hear. Because there are coaches that say that, there are scouts that say that about, especially the guys, the real speedy guys, the guys who are sprinters and so forth. They wonder if they can hold up against the physicality of the NFL.
Yeah, no, that's nothing that I ever had to worry about. no, but I mean, I think for me, track, you know, definitely as far as for the speed aspect of it, you know, it's always helpful for football. There's only a select few of those guys that are like really like track guys, you know, maybe playing football. But I don't think we were considered one of those.
Do weights and track go hand in hand? Or when you're running track and you're at your most competitiveness, are you kind of like more on the track and less in the weight room? Or can one sport benefit the other in terms of the weight part of it?
Yeah, they can definitely benefit each other. But for track, when I ran, it was more just running. And, you know, it was times for like during the season, track season, I would run. And then after for training and purposes and for football, you know, I definitely lifted and it stuck with me for when I went to track. But you're still lifting as well, so it's definitely, you know, helpful in both areas.
Bears cornerback Kyle Fuller along with Tom Thayer. Jeff Joniak here at PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. Shout out to the Midwest Dairy Farmers who sponsor Fueled Up to Play 60, including our guests from the Mackinson Dairy Farm in Pontiac, Illinois. Thanks for coming up here to Hallis Hall. Bears getting ready for the Bengals.
And thank you for chocolate milk.
Yeah, oh gosh.
God, I love chocolate milk.
Yeah, so, yeah, on the flight, somehow, some way, this guy, and all the years, now 21 years flying with the team, he gets two chocolate milks before every flight. And now I get one. Mm-hmm. So that's not too bad out of the deal. He at least shares. I don't know how he pulls it off, but he does love chocolate milk. That's a verified statement.
Nothing like ice-cold chocolate milk, Kyle Fuller. One of the best things you can have.
Hey, Kyle, the stats are whatever you want to look at them like, but I think this is a pretty significant one for you. You may know this already. You're the third most targeted defensive player in the National Football League, but you've only allowed a completion percentage of under 49%, which is very, very good, obviously. Two touchdowns allowed. The two guys in front of you, Adoree Jackson and Jalen Mills of Tennessee and Philadelphia, they've combined to give up 10 touchdowns. So people will continue to target the guys who give up the touchdowns. Is it flattering to you, or is it a function of the way you guys play defense and that you're not just tethered to right or left side? You're going wherever the scheme calls you to be.
Yeah, well, I did not know that. And I think it just comes down to just going out there, doing our job, being in the position, you know, and using your technique, you know, within, you know, whatever's being called. So we don't think about that too much. We're just trying to go out there, execute each play, and if you do a good job of that, you'll be happy at the end.
When we come back, we're going to talk about this man's physicality in the run game, because he brings us out of our seats this year attacking running backs coming downhill with a purpose, big time there. So we'll talk about it.
I'll run you over.
We will talk about that here on Bears All Access, brought to you by IGS Energy on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are at PNC Studios at Hallis Hall here on Bears All Access with Kyle Fuller, our special guest, the Bears starting cornerback, along with Tom Thayer, Jeff Joniak from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. Head to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic with Apple Vacations and your favorite Bears players this February. Visit applevacations.com/Bears for more info. Our live info, I should say.
Did you go to the beach last year?
Not last year.
Oh, okay. I thought, because I know... Big time win.
Yeah, I did go, and it was an outstanding time. We had Jordan Howard out there. Mm-hmm. We had, of course, Double A, Anthony Adams, entertaining everybody. We had Pat Scales. We had Eric Cush. And, and Cam Meredith. There you go. Mm-hmm. Almost forgot. Yeah, it was a good time. So head on out to Dominican Republic again this year. Our live studio audience here. Fueled Up to Play 60 student-led, and two Fueled Up to Play 60 state student ambassadors are here with us tonight. Grace Listopad from Mount Prospect, where I grew up. Shout out to Mount Prospect. And Nathan Calderon from Elmwood Park. Thanks for coming out tonight. Where are you, Nathan? Don't be shy.
Stand up.
There you go. Good to hear you. Good to see you. Kyle Fuller, our guest, and before the break, touchdown, your physicality in the run game. You're like shot out of a cannon this year, brother. I mean, look at him smiling over there. I mean, it's fun to watch because I wouldn't want to be that back. And you did a lot of that in college, no question. Is the scheme calling for more of it this year?
Not so much, nope. Because there's going to be some games where you're going to get more, involved in the run game than others. But just when they come, when you come your way, you have to, be willing to come up and make a tackle.
But, you hit targets of all sizes, from as big as Cam Newton is to some of the wide receivers you play against. Okay, so now you have a guy approaching you. There's a Calvin Johnson or there's a Tariq Cohen. Are either of them more difficult to hit? There's a bigger target in Calvin, obviously, and a swifter target in Tariq. Does it change for you?
Yeah, it definitely does change. I'm pretty sure the harder would be Tariq Cohen just because he's so shifty. It's, either way, it's going to be difficult.
But the thing, you can't cut loose, right, against a guy like that.
But
right.
When you commit to a tackle, you're committed. I mean, there's no turning back for you, and it's evident in the way you hit guys. So that's what I was.
Yeah, I think the one of the things that I kind of just know my leverage, know where I can miss, take my shot, and, just hope for the best. But, being good with making sure I'm wrapping up, however it may come out.
Showing the emotion like you did with Cam, like Tom referred to earlier in the program, or even last week there was a play. Are you a talker, though, out there? Do you do some chatting?
No, I'm not.
Tom's saying yes.
Yes, you do.
I'm not really considered a talker. It may look like I'm talking a little bit more than I really am, but I'm not saying a whole bunch.
I have notes here, and after I watch the tape, I write down specific things after every play. The one big tackle that you and Akeem Hicks made together – you got up right in his face and you said something, which I don't mind.
It's funny because I didn't say anything.
You didn't?
I was actually looking to kind of see his reaction.
Right.
I don't like it.
That's even better. You're just kind of like.
I'm just making sure. You know what I mean?
I love him. Good for you.
Who is talking the most right now?
On the defense?
Yeah. Who's chatty?
Akeem Hicks. Yeah, easily. It's funny. It's good to watch sometimes.
He's a bad man out there. Isn't he?
He's a mad man out there.
He's the nicest guy around, but boy,
sure.
He means
Definitely.
Business on Sunday.
Definitely.
And you got to love that. You got to have – I think you need a team full of that, right? You really do. You had him?
Well, you got to be able to back it up. I mean, Keem backs it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he's single-teamed, he's going to push you back into the quarterback. If he's double-teamed, he's going to split you and then get to the quarterback. So, and Akeem does it up and down the line of scrimmage. Even that one that you guys collided on – he was the backside defensive tackle, chased it all the way down laterally. You came up from your spot and had a big collision on that poor guy.
It's funny because after seeing it, I was just kind of glad he didn't land, too much on me.
So
that would have hurt.
You're going to be playing the AFC North Cincinnati Bengals. Did you watch the game as it happened Monday night on television? I know you've watched it on tape already, your responsibility, but did you watch it live and did you come away with any reaction of the tone of that game?
I actually didn't watch it live, but they showed some highlights this morning, and just kind of seeing the type of football that they like to play. So we'll be getting ready for them, and
AJ Green, Did you see his touchdown pass when he slapped the defensive back out of the way?
Yeah.
When you see that, that's like one of the things, you know, Calvin Johnson or Tree Cone, but here comes a Calvin Johnson. AJ Green's pretty good, pretty strong. Do you do anything different than any of the other guys, or you just get ready for their scheme and you play the whatever that's called in the huddle?
Yeah, just getting ready for, you know, the things they like to do, seeing, like, plays like that, you know. You know the defender would, you know, of course, want a play like that back, but just kind of, you know, seeing how you would play it and how I'm pretty sure the other person would want to play it also. And so stuff like that is just, you know, technique and fundamentals.
In what's been a crazy year, I've said it many times, the game itself for 3 hours is like the eye of the hurricane. And right now there's a hurricane surrounding the National Football League for many different reasons, from social to issues to whatnot. But coming out of that game is the physicality of the game once again. And when guys are coming in the AFC North, it's a physical show. It is with the Ravens and the Steelers. It is with the Steelers and the Bengals. And I'm sure it is with the Browns at some level too, despite their ineffectiveness at the moment in terms of winning games. But it raises a lot of questions. And even today, Troy Vincent from the National Football League saying that they may invoke or start to look at a targeting rule because of the types of hits really coming out of that game, bringing a lot of discussion. They've been talking about it for 48 hours now. You know, guys got hurt and so forth. How would you feel about that in the National Football League?
Me personally, I think some hits, okay, you could, you know, flag or whatever, but I think some of them just are like football plays. I think as long as it's football plays, you know, there shouldn't be any problems. But, you know, players, you know, we don't get too involved, you know, with whatever's going on. We're just, you know, preparing, going out there and play hard.
You know, it would be hard for me to suspend a guy, Danny Trevathan, when he hit the guy in the Green Bay game, because I think when you see the action and the reaction of the play until the whistle's blowing, guys are coming in every different direction, every different levels. It's just, it's hard to police when guys are moving so quickly.
Yeah, it's tough, and I think it makes it worse since there was so much awareness on it. You never know if there wasn't awareness, if it would exactly be called. But, I mean, it's definitely some things that are scary. I guess that could have been one of them. But, you know, we're definitely aware and, you know, just trying to make sure, you know, that everything's, like, you know, hard and physical, but, you know, just football.
Dan, we got to head to break, but what did you think of some of those? Because some are football plays. They're
right.
Being evaluated as something different on one hand and football plays on
well,
another.
Well, it's one thing. I thought the hit was legal on Vontaze Burfict when he didn't keep his head on a swivel when he was running the play. But you can't launch into someone and then taunt, you know, stand over and taunt them. So, I mean, it's all broken down. You'd still have to let the flow of football be played.
That's Tom Thayer. Kyle Fuller here with us as well, the Bears cornerback. We're going to step away for just a moment as we greet you here with Fuel Up to Play 60 fans here at Hallisaw. We're on Bears All Access, brought to you by IGS Energy on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Oh, yeah. That's Bears fans right there. You're hearing some Bears fans. Locally, Fuel Up to Play 60, brought to you by Midwest Dairy Council and the Chicago Bears. 3,800 schools involved with Fuel Up to Play 60 in Illinois. Welcome back to Bears All Access. Joniak and Thayer from WBBM and Kyle Fuller, the Bears starting cornerback, here today in PNC Studios here at Hallis Hall, brought to you by IGS Energy. You've had chemistry on the back end, certainly has been interrupted, but the chemistry was brewing with you and Amukamara, Adrian Amos, Eddie Jackson, the four of you. And we've touched on it, and the football purists, the people who enjoy the X's and O's, they know that the chemistry on the back end between the four guys is as important as the chemistry is, say, on an offensive line or a defensive line. True?
Definitely.
And how was that brewing with you four guys?
Just, you know, being around each other, you know, out there, you know, getting reps and, you know, just I think that comes with it, you know, so good guys, you know, all relatable and, you know, have fun together.
But there's a lot more guys that are included in that package. When you put in Bryce Callahan and Cravon LeBlanc and all the crew because of the different packages you guys play and closer to the goal line, maybe more defensive backs and just – and it's kind of the room has to be wider because of that, because there's so many guys that have a hand in the coverages and the different things that Ed Donatell or Vic Fangio can do.
Yeah, exactly. The whole room, you know, I think that's where it starts, you know, just – even to the backups, you know. So everybody just being on the same page, you know, knowing what to do, you know, guys stepping up.
Well, that's the neat thing, too, because I think that develops a camaraderie in a room. When everybody's got a hand in it,
for sure,
then everybody's got to be paying attention, understand their assignment. So, and it makes the room more fun because everybody's got their hand in it.
Definitely. I think the camaraderie is the biggest thing. You know, I think it carries over to the field. So that's definitely what we're working on all the time.
As players, you know, the injury thing, it happens to everybody, happens every season. But at some point in a season, when it keeps on happening, even when your kicker goes down pregame, are you sitting there like, man, you're only human, right? You're like, what next? You ever have that thought?
Nah, not too much. We just focus on what we have to do, knowing that, you know, stuff does come up, but you just have to make the best out of it.
How is that room? And you've been here now 4 years, so you haven't had a ton of success in terms of wins and losses on the teams you've been on. Does it wear on you?
No, I think for me, I think it's just, you know, realizing, you know, some of the little things that it takes, you know, to really, you know, have that impact, you know, which will eventually, you know, turn things around. So that's definitely one of the things that I'm always keeping in mind and, you know, just making sure that, you know, we're doing the right things.
Well, to turn it around, you got to work hard anyways. It's not like, yeah, you can go in there and be you know, just not be prepared and go out there and be out of shape and stuff. And so when this thing turns around, well, you know, it can't go that way. You got to get better yourself.
Right.
You're going to make the guy next to you better, and then that is going to be an influence in the side of the locker room.
Mm-hmm. I think that's when, you know, being professional athletes, professional football players, that's a given, you know, just the hard work that you've put in, you know, the focus and things like that. But the, you know, just the little things that, you know, come with it, you know, that also, you know, you have to take into consideration that, you know, we're always working on.
For you, what are the little things?
Just, you know, coming every day, you know, just having something that you want to get better at, trying to get better every day, you know, trying to encourage your brothers and your teammates to, you know, make sure that holding them accountable as well.
Could you get better last year? And I would, in the situation that you were in last year, is there anything that you could do during the course of the season to make you a better football player this year? I think because, again, not surprised, because you always know that you have the ability to do whatever you want to do on the field. But I think just the way you're playing, just such a physical style play, did it slow you down or did it help you?
I think one of the things that helped me was just not being able to play, you know, just how much I missed it, you know, that, you know, once, you know, I got back to playing, just, you know, doing everything, you know, that I can, you know, possibly to, you know, be the best, you know, player I can be, and teammate and things like that. So I think that was the biggest thing I can learn, just not being able to actually play.
Put it in context for us, because Zach Miller's going through it right now. He's gone through it many times. Danny Trevathan, even missing a couple of games, he's gone through it. When you say you missed it, I'm sure at a certain level, Tom, to this day, you miss it. You wish you could go out there maybe for a couple snaps. How much? Well, maybe not.
Oh, there's things I miss for sure, but I just don't know about the collision part of it.
To tell even a younger player, like, man, do not take any of this for granted.
Well, I think it's just something that, you know, I couldn't see myself doing anything else right now besides playing football, or even then, and just not being able to do that, you know, you just kind of like, you know, you don't know what's going on, but, you know, just to have something like, people always say, to have something taken away from you, you realize that. So, you know, you never want to take anything for granted. You never want to take a day for granted, no matter what you're doing. So, you know, it kind of just brings that back into perspective.
You know, that's an important message to have, for you to have for yourself and to let other people hear it. Do you ever have an opportunity to have a conversation with Kevin White about perseverance, about the fact that he is a young guy, that his best football will be yet ahead of him? Because he's a receiver, you're a defensive back, you go against each other in practice, you don't have a lot of time to associate during practice itself, but in the locker room, in the downtime.
Yeah, he's definitely one of my guys, you know, so, you know, we're definitely always talking, but, you know, he's a pro, he knows what he's doing, and, you know, I know he'll be all right.
You can help deserving families by donating a winter coat for the Chicago Bears Jewel Osco Coat Drive at participating Jewel Osco locations. Donations benefit the Salvation Army and are accepted until January 1st. We're going to step away once again here on our Bears All Access show before a live studio audience at PNC Studios at Hallis Hall. Brought to you by IGS Energy on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. This segment of Bears All Access is orchestrated by CDW people who get it. Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, and our special guest, Kyle Fuller here on Bears All Access at PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. The applause coming from Fueled Up to Play 60 schools with us in the studio today. Fueled Up to Play 60, the nation's largest in-school wellness program in over 73,000 K-12 schools and with more than 38 million students involved. It is a huge initiative by the NFL. Thank goodness. Right, Big Tom? Kyle?
Oh, I think it's awesome to have, you know, especially the young ambassadors here, the young man, the young lady that are here to encourage the kids to stay active. And I think it's the most important thing that as adults that we can try to do is be active to make sure the kids around us are active. And whatever it is, it's, you know, you're not running 100-yard dashes, but just something on your feet, be active, have fun.
I definitely think, you know, staying active and, you know, having the right nutrition is definitely something that I can, you know, compared to, or, you know, because that's something that we're always doing as well, so definitely good.
Do you eat good because you have access to such a perfect cafeteria up here, or do you eat good because Kyle Fuller is a disciplined guy?
A little bit of both. You know, you can always eat better, but we have, you know, a great, you know, cafeteria,
right.
And, you know, so that's definitely one of the reasons, but, you know, I also try to, you know, make sure I'm eating the right things.
What's your weakness?
No, it's not that bad, so I wouldn't say I have a weakness. I don't know. I don't think I have a weakness.
Spoken like a true cornerback right there, right?
Yeah. Well, how about this? The temperatures at this part of the season, you got two more outdoor games to go, Cincinnati and then home. Does the cold weather affect, you know, because when I was in my 20s, it could never get cold enough. But now that I'm in my 50s, I'm a cold weather. I hide as soon as it gets cold. What are you?
I'm pretty good, you know, no matter what it is, you know. If it's cold, I'll make sure I'll do what I have to do to, you know,
Well, this weekend, I saw you come out of the locker room, you got your socks pulled down, you got no sleeves on, it's, you know, that perfect temperature in December,
yeah.
But you know how things can change around here from one week to the next.
Yeah, we got lucky this past weekend. I was able to, you know, go out there like it was the first week of the game.
Right.
That's crazy.
Kind of the same thing. I remember when we were in Philly, it was kind of like gray area, like, I didn't know if it wanted to be hot or cold. I went ahead and wore sleeves, but, you know, this point of the year, you know, you're most likely going to be wearing sleeves.
Right. It was the cleats for cause this past weekend. And when I played, my shoes were really particular to me. Did you wear the cleats and is your footwork? Because, you know, a cornerback, you guys are like ballerinas. Your footwork has to be, footwear.
Yeah, that's the comparison.
Well, mm-hmm. Their footwear has to be perfect. It does. You're not going to see a cornerback with sloppy feet. And so with the cleats and everything, do you wear them? Does it sit in your mind? Do you like the same equipment week in and week out?
Yeah, I'm happy. You know, whatever I go out there with, making sure, you know, I have the right cleats on for the right surface and things like that.
Now, I want to clarify something. We're going to rewind here a little bit. It just occurred to me that you may have taken my question the wrong way. When I said weakness, I meant food weakness.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, because I'm starting to wonder.
But
We all got a weakness when it comes to food.
I would have felt bad saying that I have a weakness. I don't think it really been a weakness. So.
Well, mine's ice cream. So, you know, if it's there, I'm eating it. Right? don't, Tom, I'm setting you up perfectly. Don't even do it. By the way, you mentioned the cost for cleats. And so Inside the Bears airs Saturdays at 6 p.m. on CDW 50 Chicago and Sundays at 11:05 p.m. on Fox 32 Chicago. Kyle Fuller shares his personal story behind the recent My Cause, My Cleats initiative and a conversation with a small guy full of big plays. Rookie standout Tariq Cohen. You can also watch show segments online at ChicagoBears.com or on the Chicago Bears official app anytime. What was your cause on your cleats?
It was on Wolf Parkinson's White Syndrome.
And what is that?
It is a irregular heartbeat. It was something that I was told that I had at the combine when I was doing all my testing. So, you know, I felt like this was a, you know, perfect opportunity. You know, there was nothing else that, you know, was really close to me to do, you know, something like this on, and I thought that was a good one.
With that diagnosis, was there anything you had to do then, or were the trainers and doctors concerned about how it would hurt you functionally in the National Football League in any way, or is there any danger with it?
No, not too much. It was some things that I had to make sure, you know, get all tests and things like that, but, you know, it turned out fine, so.
Did you follow through with the combine? Did you go through and do the drills, or once they?
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. Okay. I did everything in the combine, which is, you know, part of the physical.
Still had to be scared. Like, you didn't know about it before, right?
Yeah. Well, I think I wasn't scared. You know, I never, you know, had any problems. But, you know, it's something that, you know, you learned about and just, you know, go with what you got.
That would be the scariest thing of all. You have your sights set on an NFL. you know, being drafted and there's something that's going to delay that or drop you down. It happens every year.
It seems like every year at the combine with that amount of guys, there's something they're going to find. You know, a lot of times, lucky for that person, because they do find some irregularity that they need to get it corrected, and, you know, they recover because of it.
Growing up in Baltimore as a kid, clearly you had a love for sports. Who'd you grow up loving, no matter what the sport? If it was the Orioles, if it was you know, the Washington Capitals in the NHL, the Ravens. Was there player that, you know, guys that you dreamed about being when you grew up, so to speak?
Yeah, really, it was my oldest brothers and maybe a couple, you know, guys that, you know, were on his team. But, you know, for the most part, it was really, you know, I set my eyes on, you know, just wanting to be like, you know, be like him, you know, going to Virginia Tech and just the type of player that he was.
But you're a young guy and the Ravens are really successful at that time and they're known for their defense.
Yeah.
Did kids in that area aspire to be a Raven, or were there teams closer, or was there individuals picked out that you're rather, you know, focused towards?
Yeah, the Ravens would have been, you know, just a hometown team. It wasn't anything that, you know, I liked that, you know, just the rivalry, the type of, you know, defense that they played. But it was not, I never really got that close to it, you know what I mean? So.
All right, Andy Dalton on Sunday. This is a very accurate quarterback. His completion percentages over the course of career have been steady, very consistent, susceptible to some pressure in his career and so forth. What is your analysis of him at this point in his career, Andy Dalton?
A decent quarterback, you know, gets the ball out quick, like you said, to his weapons. You know, they have a couple back over there that, you know, can, you know, get the job done. So, you know, we'll have to be prepared for that.
And A.J. Green, we touched on. I was surprised he doesn't have as many of the big plays that he's had in his career, the 20-plus yard big catches he did, obviously, on Monday night. But do you go back and just watch him today, or have you gone back even further in his career to see what he may have had in his repertoire throughout the early part of his career, or is it irrelevant to today?
I think the best thing, just, you know, kind of just this season, you know, what he's done. I mean, of course, we know, you know, some of the things he's done in the past, but, you know, really, you know, keeping that in mind, but, you know, really, you know, what he's done this year.
Do you take advantage of the technology in today's NFL, where you can take your tablet anywhere, watch it at all times, and making sure there's not a play that Cincinnati can run throughout the season that you don't have the opportunity to see?
For sure. Yeah, you just make sure, you know, we have the, you know, the games and cut-ups and things like that on our iPads that we can take home and things like that. So, you know, just always watching that, you know, just seeing what those guys are doing.
Is cornerback knowledge or athleticism? Because the greatest athletes on the football field are cornerbacks, I believe, because there's an instant of anticipation that you have to react towards, and you got to be fundamentally sound and all that. So
I think when you have the athleticism and then you add on the knowledge, you know, it just makes you that much better of a player. So, you know, that's definitely something that, you know, I'm always working on.
Knowledge is power, man. Right?
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it is. You know, offensive linemen, they study defensive linemen. We look at everything about their stance, and there's a lot you can tell about that person before they ever the play ever starts. Is that similar to the receivers there? Is there any receivers that give you a tell about what route they're going to run, or where their first or second step's going to be?
Yeah, I think
defensive
back and receivers, I guess, could be similar to, you know, offensive line and D-line, but, you know, there's definitely some tells that you can get, you know, whether it be splits or just releases, things like that. So that's definitely why I'm always trying to, you know, just get as much information as I can.
Have you ever studied somebody to the point you went into that game, no, I know this guy. I know this guy so well, there's not a chance. I'm going to be in his hip pocket all day. And it didn't happen that way because he pulled something out. He did something different. He just ran his routes a little bit differently on that day.
No, not really. You know, you kind of, you know, stay even keel. You know, just, you know, respecting the opponent, you know, knowing what they have to do. But, you know, just knowing, going out there, you know it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, if you do that, you know, you'll be pretty happy.
Is it more beneficial for you to know the receiver or the quarterback? But the quarterback, you can't look into the backfield, never, ever pay attention to him. It's about what's going on in front of you. But, you know, like, you know, Jeff, you fall into a rhythm working against a receiver. Do you fall into that rhythm working against a quarterback?
You'll tend to get it more from the receiver than the quarterback. If you have your eyes on the quarterback, it's for a split second, you know, just having your eyes right, you know. But it's getting back to the receiver, so they'll give you most of your tells.
From the attitude of practice today, is this team up? Is it excited despite what's been going on, despite the criticisms, despite what's flying around you for the final month of this season?
Honestly, yes. You know, I like the vibe that we had out there today at practice. You know, I think we'll definitely, you know, keep it going, you know, for the rest of the week and into this weekend. So I'm feeling good about it.
Kyle, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Kyle Fuller, everybody, Bears cornerback. We're about ready to wrap it up. Thank you to our Fueled Up to Play 60 schools. Thank you for coming out. For Kyle, Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks to our producers, Dan Barilli, Shane Reardon in the studio, and, of course, our outstanding engineer, Paul Zerang. I'm Jeff Joniak. Good night, everybody, on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access. Podcasts are available on ChicagoBears.com and on iTunes, or download the official Chicago Bears mobile app. Bears All Access has been brought to you by IGS Energy and sponsored by CDW, FanDuel, and PNC.